These poems are among the ones I've written since, all the first ones, also in Ryokuin. And not in any book. This one was written for the mother of the place, who is called Okasan, is the priest's mother. You see, in staying there, whatever I did, I had to write a, I didn't have to write a poem, but whatever I felt, they waited to see, would I write a poem? If I visited another temple, I would write a poem that became part of that temple. Sometimes, one time, as I remember, I went to a mountain temple, a beautiful little place, and I was just enjoying it, enjoying it. Suddenly they turned to me and said, where is the poem? So I had to write a poem right away. A little sudden. And this was a ceremony that Kobori-san's mother invited me to suddenly. And she didn't speak English. She suddenly had the thought of inviting me to her ceremony, which was tea of her class under the plum trees in bloom and in the garden, in the vegetable garden. All the things laid out on the ground, and her class in traditional tea, which she gave free to factory workers and people dressed in their beautiful kimono. No one spoke a word of English. That happened to me constantly there. And when I was very touched, so I wrote this poem to give to her that evening for dinner, and had the experience that came again and again and again, that without a word of a language known to any of us, it exactly fitted. This is what the ceremony was about. I wonder why you learn to talk. Our mother teaches grace with tea, pours ancient skies into our cups. We drink, students, in her garden. New blossoms on gnarled plum tree branches speak in the wind of love's safe roots. Spring, returning daughter, welcome.